should the BBC scrap the free licence fee for the over 75s? BBC are reported to be considering cutting free TV licences for 600,000 over 75s as someone in their household works. It would be part of plans to save money as the BBC takes over responsibility for funding the free TV licence. Charities have warned that the proposals would deal a huge blow to poor pensioners, many of whom depend on TV as the main form of companionship. Dot Gibson from the National Pensioners Convention. Morning to you, Dot.
Hello.
Good morning. And Alex Wilde, Research Director for the Taxpayers Alliance. Morning, Alex.
Morning.
What do you think, Dot?
Well, first of all, this government said that universal benefits for pensioners were safe in its hands. And then, of course, it's managed to privatise government cuts at the expense of the older generation. I mean, this benefit was introduced first in the first place because the UK state pension was and is still the least adequate in Europe. And I think it's just a cynical move by the government to outsource a pensioners' universal benefit to, you know, an unelected body and then wash its hands of the
But it's not the government, is it? It's the BBC's talking about doing this.
The BBC. Yeah. But
the BBC's hit with this bill now. Which will increase over the years as more people are getting older. So,
well, I'm not saying fundamentally that it's the fault of the BBC. Yeah. The BBC has been landed with the responsibility of older people's television licences. And I mean, and everybody knows that it's a source of company, and 1 in 10 pensioners just feel completely isolated.
Alex?
Cut off.
Well, I think there's questions about the viability of the licence fee itself anyway. But what I would say is that the government sort of spending reductions have completely insulated the pensioners, really. I mean, we've seen the state pension increase by the triple lock, i.e., 2.5% or the higher of prices or earnings, and we've seen benefits such as winter fuel payments maintained for, even millionaire pensioners, and we've got sort of people on the rich list will be receiving winter fuel payments. And what I would say actually is when we have to be very careful comparing the state pension in the UK to state pensions in other European countries, because essentially it's completely different. The state pension is not intended to be the sole source of income for pensioners. For some it is, but the tax system is there to incentivise people to make private provision for their pensions in a way that simply doesn't exist in other European
are
countries.
Are you dealing with a BBC licence, or are you dealing with all pensions and incomes? If you're going to do that, then let's have a different type of discussion.
Well, the point
because
that you made
what you're doing now is to put forward your whole policy in relation to pensioners, and we all know that you blame pensioners for try and create divisions between the young and the old.
Well, the point that you were making was that the licence fee's there because pensions are low, and I'm pointing out that.
Well, that's why it was given.
Misleading.
That's why the pension and all the other benefits were given because the pension is low.
Yes, and I'm pointing out that that's misleading. So I think it's quite relevant. So no, I don't think that. I don't think that pensioners should get free television licences. I just don't see the case for it.
Well, all they're doing at the moment is the BBC are trying to make the best of it by saying that only those households where there is somebody working will be cut. But the point I'm making is that the government, having made a promise in its manifesto promises and all its speeches when asked by pensioners up and down the country, that it wouldn't take any hits.
What they've done is they've passed it over to somebody else. So we're supposed to blame the BBC. Well, I'm not here to support government policy. I think that the government's actually making a good decision with this, and I don't think the BBC should be immune from making savings.
Then presumably you're going to put in some points into the intergenerational fairness work and pensions inquiry to say that you don't think that it's a question of hitting at pensioners in order to save the future of young people.
I think that inquiry's closed, actually. But, I mean, if you want to talk about the wider issue of intergenerational fairness, I mean, let's look at things like housing policy.
Okay.
Housing massively.
Well,
it looks as if
this programme will have to bring us on again to have this debate.
Exactly. And clearly a big discussion. Dot and Alex, thank you very much indeed. We will get you on again.